Hey everybody, Garrett here. Just want to put this out before the episode actually starts. You're gonna hear in the episode me talk about computer problems, still having them as I'm recording this because I'm doing this right after I was done editing the episode. You're not going to get, unfortunately, any like sound effects, any of the ending music. The most I can do is probably the theme song, so hopefully that'll be in here after this little bit is done. But due to technical difficulties, this episode is going to be airing as is. My apologies. I will try my hardest to get my computer up and running again so we can do this the right way. But for now, enjoy the episode as it is, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening.
Rhymes that keep their secrets will unfold behind the clouds, and there upon a rainbow is the answer to an ever-trending story.
Hello and welcome to the ever trending story. My name is Garrett.
And my name is Frankie.
And wouldn't you know it, another delay in our show. I'm alive. So it turns out that the man flu that I thought I had a couple weeks ago turned out to actually be COVID-19. Now, just a word to everybody, please take COVID seriously. Even though mine was nowhere near as bad as it could have been, I still was miserable, and I would not wish this on anybody. So please wear your mask if you're going out, sanitize your hands, do everything you need to do to just keep safe, and do not get this, because it is a nightmare. It really is.
I'm so sorry that happened.
And, you know, the funny thing is I honestly cannot think of where I got it from. I have two possibilities of what it could be, and I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but either way, both my wife and I ended up with COVID, and it was like Easter. Like, Easter was the worst holiday that we've had so far, because both of us were just dead tired and couldn't function. And it was not fun for anybody involved. I had that.
And thankfully, your children did not get it, correct?
Yeah, and see, that's the coolest thing about this, is we had all five kids in the house with the wife and I being in relatively close contact for days straight. And none of the kids got COVID, which is a blessing, because I don't know how much longer this would have went on with it. I was actually able to go back to work this whole week and function just fine. My wife actually went to work for the first time in over 2 weeks tonight. Tonight's her first night back at work.
That feels good.
Yeah. I mean, she's seriously been in the house like this entire time, aside to leave from like bringing the kids to get their test done, and that's the only time she's left. So she's probably very happy to be out of the house now.
Breathing the air.
Yeah. So it has.
Well, I'm glad you guys are both back.
Yeah, the nightmare is now over, and life is getting back to some sort of normalcy. And I was very excited to, you know, get back to recording. I finished the story, and this one got very wordy, so I'm excited to get into it. The issue that also happened too during this. So. I have a desktop that my friends gifted to me for my wedding, and one of the children was in the bedroom over the weekend and was spinning around on my office chair and hit my computer and knocked it over, and now it will not work for me.
Oh, no.
So now I have to take my extremely limited computer knowledge and try to figure out what's wrong.
Right, and just figure it out. You need some time to do that too, I'm sure.
Yep, exactly. And patience. And those are things that I run out of very quickly, especially with things like computers. So My friends, they're all just like super geeks when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like they know how to hook things up and make everything work really well. And I've avoided computers as far as like building my own for gaming because A, I don't have the money to invest in the parts and everything. And I also don't have the knowledge to just assemble something out of nothing without ruining it.
Mm-hmm.
So even just the thought of me having to take this thing apart and try to diagnose what's wrong has me just riddled with anxiety.
You will figure it out.
I sure hope so. Otherwise, I have a very expensive paperweight to use.
Exactly. There you go. I mean, you may just be getting a new desktop out of this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so...
Did you say paperweight? I just got that joke. Oh my God.
So amongst all my trials and tribulations, how are things in your life, Frankie?
Oh, they're good. I've been really busy with school and work. And that's what there's really, I have nothing exciting to talk about.
Oh, sure. Well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gearing up for, I have about a month left of work until we start summer camp where I spend like 8 hour days in 100 degree weather.
So oh, that's.
To, like, enjoy the last of. Being indoors until I become like a full-time day camp counselor.
So. Oh, sure. That's got to be like a double-edged sword there. Like on one hand, you get to be outside more and spend time with the kids and do that. And that sounds fun. But the whole weather aspect has already just...
Right.
Yeah. No, not for me.
Usually just like go to the pool or do like... We can do some indoor activities, but I'm just excited to get like a tan and maybe lose a little bit of weight by just being outside all day.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's exciting. So, yeah, that's good, good, good. I do want to point out that you sound great with your new microphone setup. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we got new equipment. I finally just like I didn't give in. That's not the right word choice, but I finally was like, okay, I'm getting this equipment. My husband helped me pick it out. He helped me set it up because he's a godsend, and here we are with a brand new equipment. I feel like Christina Aguilera. So we'll see how it goes.
Very nice. All right. Yeah. Well, with that, there is one last thing I want to touch on before we hop into our trends for the last story and everything. We've gotten another 5-star review from a fine user over in Great Britain. So I actually had to find a different way to find this one. But it's from the SAS Film Pod. And they said, really enjoyed this concept, like a long-form version of Mad Libs, but written really well and made you want to hear more. It had me cheering when I heard how they worked the references in. The hosts were charming and invited us into their friendship. Really recommend. So thank you, SAS Film Pod, for the 5-star review. We greatly appreciate it. We've actually gotten quite a few between iTunes and Podchaser, and we definitely appreciate those. And... We're always looking for more, so find our respective pages in the show notes and leave us a review, and we'd greatly appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. We are everywhere.
Yes, we are absolutely everywhere. The show notes have links to everything, so hopefully your listening like application will let you click those links. Otherwise, just go to our Twitter page at EverTrendingPod, and then you can figure out where we're all at there. So. So give us a listen, share us with your friends and family. We're family friendly. And yeah, just get us out in the world, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay, so trending story number 7. This one was fun. I really got into the writing on this one just because I was doing nothing but surviving, basically. So I had some time to really get into it. Our trends for this story... were Lil Nas X shoes, Godzilla versus Kong, which I did end up watching, and maybe we can talk about that for a couple minutes after the story.
I saw some of your stuff online, and I did not agree. Anyways.
Georgia, Volkswagen, Married at First Sight, April Fools / Pranks, Mario, and Powdered Bones.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into the story. The bright Georgia sun warmed the air rolling through the green hills. A fluttering butterfly swooped down from the rest of the kaleidoscope and landed softly on a large brown branch of an oak tree. The light illuminated the delicate stained glass of the insect's wings, the colors bold and beautiful against the dull, lifeless bark. A handmade swing was chained to the branch, the breeze causing it to lightly sway. The rusted chain was sending a high-pitched squeal with each movement. The corner of the seat was worn down, rubbed smooth from the time it had spent tied to the tree. Alan left the swing up for his son, Nathan. Nathan was everything to his father. Alan was a single father to an only son. His wife had passed years before. Alan was trying everything to make sure Nathan was taken care of. He worked two jobs, and his mother cared for Nathan while his dad was away. Nathan loved his relationship with his grandma, and she spoiled him even more than his own dad did. Nathan was always going above and beyond. He was a very generous child, chasing the warmth of a good feeling, never truly expecting anything in return for the good deeds. He was an adult now, the swing far past its usage. Gone were the days of Mario, where Nathan would always be Luigi to his dad's red-capped hero. The boys played the game a lot, learning all of the secret blocks and passages to new levels. They had the first level memorized and could both get to the end without losing a life. They'd also argue who would win between Godzilla and King Kong, Nathan believing the ape would take the lizard down. His dad would laugh and get defensive, trying to convince his son that the lizard's fire breath would torch the monkey to a crisp. Nathan was a single man, cruising the California coast in his orange Volkswagen bus. He rebuilt the engine in his early 20s and got the old rusted relic back on its wheels. His dad helped him chase down the parts and put them together. The two of them poured a lot of sweat into reworking the bus, but the feeling that Nathan got when he fired it up for the first time brought tears to his eyes. Nathan was actually on his way to go visit his dad. It had been roughly 10 years since they'd seen each other, and it was overdue.
Nathan could hear his father's voice now as he entered his rustic home. "Welcome home, champ!" A wrinkled grin would cross his face, revealing a bright white smile and one single gold crown. As Nathan was daydreaming about reuniting with his father, a loud pop shuddered through his ears, bringing him back to reality. "Oh no," he thought. As he pulled to the side of the road, he could hear the flat tire slowly shrinking as the rim made a screech across the pavement. Dusting off his hands, he knew this would be a minor inconvenience as he opened the door to his VW bus. In the middle of the California highway, with no exit for miles, Nathan looked both ways before crossing to the back of his vehicle. Thankfully, the warm sunlight of the evening beat on his back to keep him awake. Nathan had been driving for a few hours straight, not pulling over to take a break. His father always taught him, "You got somewhere to be, you get there. Don't be late, don't take any curious detours. You say you're going to be somewhere, and people expect you there." He could always count on his father for life tips. In fact, Nathan had written a short novel full of his father's tips and trades for a more educated life. It was one of Nathan's greatest accomplishments in life. It was titled, My Life Through Dad's Insights. It was an Amazon top 10 bestseller for the year 2010. The book involved tips as serious as, write your will when you're young, son. You never know what could snatch you. To peculiar tips such as, drink your goat milk every morning. You know how powdery your bones will get if you don't. As much as these tips sounded like an unusual secret only fathers could think of, Nathan thought it was important to write them down, to always remember the way a true man should live his life, insightly inspired by the most loyal man he knew. Nathan pulled open his trunk doors and shook his head. If there was one thing his dad never taught him, it was to be organized. Him and his father both shared a life of clutter. Not necessarily a harmful way of life, but it could definitely get in the way when important tasks needed to be done. He started rummaging through his belongings, pulling out item by item and throwing it behind him onto the shoulder of the California highway. Something sharp poked his palm as he reached back in pain. "Yow!" he yelled. Shaking his head, he pondered on why the shoes were still on the back of his van. Years ago, in his early 20s, he had accidentally purchased a pair of Little Nos Nikes. Laced with real human blood, shoestrings as thick as branches, and the worst part, a sharp pentagram that had since halfway broken off to the side. Nathan meant to sell the shoes online, but realistically could never find them after he purchased them. Oh goodness, he thought as he placed his hand on his head and started to wonder, when was the last time I used the tire iron? He asked aloud. A soft southern voice answered from a few yards behind him. He nearly jumped in confusion. Nathan turned around, and there, on the side of the vacant California highway, stood a petite woman. She must have been all of 4'8". She wore a long, purple dress that cut off right before her ankles. He couldn't stop looking at her feet. Dad tip number 45. You want to know about a person? Look at their shoes. That'll tell you everything you need to know. Her brown laced wedges cut off right above her ankle, revealing a large tattoo. Swimming around her ankle, the tattoo was beautiful. He had never seen such bright, vivid colors on a person's skin before. The mermaid danced around her leg, almost begging to be seen. Her toes were covered in rings, and a dainty silver anklet, bejeweled with white seashells, hugged her left foot. "Sir, I'm sorry to bother you all the way out here." She sounded winded, a bit of anxiety to her southern drawl. "You see, I'm out on this silly little road trip to find myself, and I left about a week ago, all high and mighty. But things aren't looking too good. I've since lost my cell phone service. I haven't eaten a bite in about 12 hours since that waffle shack up north. It was funny, I didn't even want to stop, but my daddy always said, don't go anywhere on an empty stomach. And I always listened to the little things my daddy always said to me, you know? Because you never know when you might end up hungry again, especially on a trip like this. And if I hadn't stopped, well, to be honest, I should have stopped twice. But here I am, hungry again, waiting for another waffle shack to appear on the horizon. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Am I rambling again, ain't I? My name's Anna May, and it seems as though I've gotten a little bit of a flat tire here. And I'm just thanking the almighty Lord left and right that it had to happen while you were around. Is there any way you could help a gal out?" Nathan couldn't even believe how beautiful, gorgeous, charming this woman was. He was at a loss for words. All the tips and insights his dad had given him in his life could not prepare him for this moment. He was flipping through the pages of his book in his mind, trying to find something, anything that would save him in this moment. If he could, he would have married her right then on the spot. "No, Nathan, that's silly thinking. Come on, get your head together. Think of something to say. Anything," he thought to himself.
"Well, Anime, it's your lucky day." That could have been better. His father once again in his head, rhyming random phrases when the moment felt right. Anime giggled, her nose snorting a little as she caught her breath. Nathan fell for her even more in that moment. "Oh, you sound just like my daddy. He was a hoot. He was corny, but I love him so. He's my world. We talk all the time. This has actually been the longest I've gone without hearing his voice. I wish this darn phone would get any reception." "Let's get you fixed up and on your way then. I know how important family is, believe me. I'm actually on my way to meet with my dad again." Anime put her delicate hand over her heart in a traditional southern fashion with a "bless your heart" easing its way out of her. Nathan smiled back at her and followed her to her vehicle. The white paint on her Toyota Camry was reflecting the sun's warmth into Nathan's eyes. He squinted and held his hand up over his eyebrows as he walked over. "This better not be an April Fool's joke," he thought to himself. He looked at her hair swaying with each step. The long brunette braid was like a pendulum, hypnotizing him as he followed her. The walk was only about 50 feet, but he could have taken all the time in the world to get there. She pointed to the back passenger tire, and sure enough, the rim was on the dirt. "Where's your jack?" Nathan asked. She looked at him and shrugged. He chuckled slightly, remembering another insight from his book. "Always know how to change a tire. 10 hours a week in a car is a life sentence." He checked the trunk after moving some luggage and found the tools. Within 20 minutes, he had her ready to go.
"Wow. I don't know what to say. Thank you. You saved my life."
Anime was sweet and honest with her statement. "Well, since you mentioned it, there is a good diner about an hour from here. Want to meet me for some food? You can also get in contact with your dad there." Nathan smiled at her. Her eyes lit up. "Lead the way." And that's the end.
Aw, that was good.
I'm so good at impressions, it's scary.
You did great. For a northern man, I was very proud of your southern accent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I feel like ours were both so different.
Yeah. And once you like said her name, like I went back and obviously I looked at it when I was writing my part. Mm-hmm. And until I just said it, like for the first time for my spot, I'm like, am I saying this right? Did I write the right name down? Because it's like anime, like you think like Japanese animation or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And I was like, I hope I got it right. Otherwise, I'm going to sound like a complete idiot.
No, you did great. I actually looked that up. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Just, I was like, good southern lady name.
Oh, there you go. I actually looked up.
If you're listening to this and you're anime. Thanks for being here.
What exactly. Did you look up? I actually looked up the time in a car for the tip. I was like,
I was wondering that. That was good.
Like average time spent in a car, and it was like between like 9 and 10 hours a week.
Oh, for like an average person?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy,
isn't it? Yeah.
Ugh.
I drive about half an hour going to work and then back like per day, and then like
so
another
hour.
Yeah, I get about an hour a day, and then when I pick the kids up, it's probably like another half an hour. So I mean,
right.
I probably get
that's
about six hours a week, but
right.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
No, that was good. I liked it. I love the life tips. And
yeah, and here's the thing is we wrote this story like setting up, you know, Nathan to go meet his dad, and with these all these life tips and stuff, and then you introduced Anime, and she's kind of the same way with her dad.
Right. That's why I did that.
And then I had a thought when I was first writing this where she was going to like push him in her trunk and she was gonna like abduct him.
Love that.
And I'm like, no, we've done a lot of like crime ones and kind of like action-y type things. So
yeah.
I figured I'd try to keep this one light, but here's the issue is where do we go with this? Do we just end it here?
Yeah, I know.
Or do we do a part two? I feel like it's almost begging for a part two.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see a part two because I want to know kind of where it goes from there. And if like, I don't know. I think in this crazy universe, maybe their dads can even meet. Like,
yeah, and yeah, that was another thing too. Is I was wondering what to do with the whole dad situation with the two of them. Mm-hmm. So, maybe we'll just do this one as another two-parter, and and that way we can spend some time to flesh out their stories more and
yeah,
come to a
sure.
good conclusion. So, all right.
Cool.
Awesome. So with that said, why don't we go ahead and find some trends to include for the next story?
Next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Next week. Next week. We're not waiting 2 weeks. We're not, you know, we're gonna like get on a schedule at some point. Oh, what a
I came into this with a trend that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, you did?
Actually something I did for the first time, but I actually got it from my mom. So,
oh, okay.
My mom recently started speaking of long drives, her office moved. So she has to drive like 30 to 45 minutes to work now.
Oh, okay.
Where recently she was working from home for like a while and she's been listening to the radio in the mornings and they have like those people that talk in the mornings and she heard a story on the radio and she was like, she was so excited. She came up to me and she was like, Frankie, I have a story for your podcast.
Oh,
and
so that's so sweet.
On the radio that there was a man and like an older, not old, old, but an older man who was suing because his son, who was an adult, like a 26-year-old son, he actually passed away from eating too many tacos in the taco eating contest. And so I thought maybe we could talk about like tacos or taco eating or like suing tacos or just like anything like that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Let's do that for sure.
Yeah. I just, and like, so the, I don't know. I just think it's like bless his soul for passing away, but
right.
His dad is trying to get justice is what I'm trying to say.
You know, I guess the only way that the father could get some justice for his son is if he was like held at gunpoint and said, you have to eat these tacos. But because he right. did it on his own, like just stop.
Mm-hmm.
there was actually another story that I saw today where a young like 20-year-old guy was hospitalized because he was drinking like 4 to 5 energy drinks a day.
A day? No. Yep, those will do it to you.
That will 100% do it to you. And I just don't understand how people don't understand this.
Or to where it gets to that point, you know, because there was a point in that man's life where he wasn't drinking that many energy mm-hmm. drinks, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's drinking 4 to 5 per day. Like, what was he doing that he needed that much energy for?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, just maybe go to bed at a decent time. Like, that's a good place to start. I will say the one, like, nice benefit of COVID was the amount of sleep I was getting per night.
Mm-hmm.
that whole week I was getting like straight 8 hours of sleep. I haven't slept like that. You know, that Titanic meme where it's like, it's been 84 years. Like,
no, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
Do you have anything?
There was one that I saw, but I don't remember what it was now. I'm also really tired of just seeing all the different like shootings that have been happening like daily now. So if we could just calm down as a nation, that would be cool.
Oh, here's a cool one. Sorry. I know I said that right when you were getting into something serious, but this one said, I know I've already given one. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Come on, load computer. Super twins. Mom got pregnant while already pregnant. She had twins.
Oh. Oh,
that's so cool.
Okay, so she was confirmed pregnant, and she was like confirmed to just have one child in there.
Right, and then 3 weeks later, another child starts growing.
Oh boy, that's something.
That's really cool.
Let's see here. I'm actually on Twitter right now, just to kind of see what they have on here.
All right.
The Last Drive-In is trending. I don't know what that is. I think it's like a TV show or something.
Okay, but that's a good word, though.
Yeah.
Drive-In.
I would love to, like, go to a drive-in theater if I had one around here.
Well, I come to Austin. We have a lot. Those were really popular when COVID hit.
Oh, really? Oh, I suppose. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't think those things were just around at all, except for, like, maybe a few, you know, select places. Let's see here. Let me go back to Google and see. Selena is trending. I think it's like her birthday or something.
What is that noise?
That's my stupid bird.
Oh, that's your bird. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's been on one today.
I love him, even though I've never met
him. Well, you can have him because I'm done with him.
This one says mystery animal sighting in Krakow ends up being a Christmas.
It cut out on you. What did you say?
Okay, I haven't read it yet, but it says mystery animal sighting in Krakow. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Ends up being a croissant. Animal welfare was called out to an unusual sighting of an animal squatting in a residential area. And then they got closer, and it ended up being a croissant in a tree. I love this world.
Oh, this world is great. Speaking of animals, did you happen to see... Okay, let's see how trendy you are. Did you see the video of that lady getting attacked by a bobcat?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
This was the crazy 46 seconds.
That guy just, like, yeeted that thing out into, like, the yard, man. He just, like, chucked it.
Like, there's so many questions I have after that video.
Mm-hmm.
What were they doing? Why did they have it? Where did it go? Was it locked up? Like,
yeah,
where were you taking it?
Well, I think what happened was they were taking their animal, and this, all of a sudden, you hear, like, it meow or roar or whatever a bobcat makes for a noise. And it, like, just, like, jumped on her and then, like, scared her. And then the husband came in and tried to save the day and just, you know, Kobe'd it out into the front yard.
Rest in peace.
Well, Kacey Musgraves was trending the other day. I wonder why.
Oh, love her.
She is, like, my absolute favorite. Oh, it's because she's dating somebody. She's I don't know great. Why. Why do we care who celebrities date?
Interesting, though, because she was married for a while.
Yeah, she, I think she got divorced, like, late last year or something like that. Mm-hmm. But she's, like, my favorite country artist as far as, like a female artist goes.
Yeah. For sure. She's awesome.
Yeah, she really is. Let's see. Dogecoin was trending yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one of those, you know, cryptocurrency things.
I know. My brother bought some.
Oh, okay. How do you, does he like, did he explain how that works to you? Do you know how any of that works?
No, I usually fall asleep during that.
Nice. Bad bunny tickets.
Okay, let's type in that. Bad bunny.
I don't know. I know who Bad Bunny is because a morning radio show that I listened to, one of the hosts on there, she loves Bad Bunny and like tried to get tickets or something, and like Ticketmaster went down and there was a whole bunch of.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of problems with him. People were mad. Oh, speaking of that, the wife and I, we bought tickets early last year for My Chemical Romance. They're doing like a reunion tour thing.
I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and the tickets were ungodly expensive.
Yeah.
And obviously when COVID hit, they had to like postpone it to this year in like September. And like today, they just announced they're postponing it again until next year.
Gosh.
So I'm kind of bummed.
We haven't made much progress. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the past year. What have we really done?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. There's so many people just in my area just without masks and they just do not care. And none of the store people care to tell them either. So that's where we're at. Let's see here.
We have taco eating contest, drive-in theater, mystery animal, and Bad Bunny.
Okay, so we got just a couple more to find.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 9 trailer came out. Didn't watch it because I don't care. I enjoy those movies to a certain like extent, but one of the pictures I saw showed like two of the characters kind of wearing like space suits, and it's like, really?
Fast and Furious 9 in space. Will they get enough air?
Right. Can they just...
Can they breathe?
Like, they've made 9 of these things, and there's also, like, a Netflix TV series for kids, because obviously that's the audience they're going for, is children.
I mean, like, honestly, rest in peace, but I wonder what Paul Walker thinks about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like the first, you know, couple of those movies were, like, focusing on how cool the cars were, and it was, like, small-time stuff, and now they're just, like, it's insane. And like, that Hobbs and Shaw, it was almost like the guy had, like, superhuman powers.
I didn't see it either.
I saw the trailer and I'm like, I don't need to waste my time with that.
I have one here that we don't have to do it because it's a little simple, but it says hugs are making a comeback as more people are vaccinated.
I'd be okay with that one though. We could work that in,
like,
for
hugs.
Sure,
we could just put in like hugs if you want.
Yes, we can. Shameless is over now.
Took him long enough. All the kids are old.
Did you watch that show?
I watched the first like few seasons a long time ago. It was good, but I'm not the type of person to have that much like nudity / bad language / kids doing stuff that is like they shouldn't be doing. I just don't really. I'm not comfortable with that kind of stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand. I've enjoyed what I've watched of that show, but it is such a hard show to watch because everyone is unlikable in, like, so many ways.
I think what really did it for me, and sorry if you haven't seen it and you're listening to this, but what, like, when they were having a party and the little boy got into some cocaine or something, and I was just like, first of all, like, it just blows my mind. Like, if you're going to be using something like that, you need to be responsible if you know that there's going to be children around. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just crazy to me that that even happened.
Yeah.
So, but have you watched it?
I think I'm in like the second season or maybe like the third season.
Yeah, I'm like 1 to 2 seasons.
Yeah, I've just found other shows that are more enjoyable to watch. So I kind of put that one on the back burner till I can just like get through it. Currently watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That show is insane.
I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, it's like really good. I don't think it's as good as WandaVision was, but it's still very enjoyable. Especially like I watched episode 4 last. Episode 5 just came out today when we're recording this, but episode 4 ended in such a way where it's like, oh, awesome.
Have you seen the previews for the new Mortal Kombat movie?
Yep, I am so excited to watch Mortal Kombat.
That looks good, right?
Yeah.
All right, what else can we add to this?
Do we want to, like, mention DMX at all since he passed? I don't know if there's a way we could work him in, maybe.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. X gonna give it to you.
Yes.
Give it to you. X gonna give it to you. That's all I know.
21 Pilot.
I don't even know what else he's saying. I can't think of anything else that he's saying.
Yeah, he did. He sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer once.
Oh, that's right. Come on, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I can't, dude. I loved his voice. Dude, you know what I will say? Did you see all those stories that came out afterwards about how humble he was?
I heard a couple of them, yeah.
Oh, it was really cool. Like, you should just, like, do a deep dive, but he was a really cool person.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about him. Let's talk about DMX.
Okay. Let's see.
May he rest in peace.
Right. Yeah, that was a crazy thing. Totally crazy thing. Let's see, Paul Rudd was trending because of the Ghostbusters trailer that they released.
Oh my gosh. Wait, there's a new trailer for that? Come on, well, we gotta stop.
It was like a little teaser thing.
I see.
Yeah, they showed off some like new characters. It was like a 30-second little thing.
Did you see the one with the ladies?
I don't think so.
Ladies.
I think Paul Rudd is immortal.
Oh, he's so beautiful. Him and Jennifer Aniston can get it, if you know what I mean.
You and I are on the same page. Jennifer Aniston has been like my number one celebrity crush since like...
Oh my god, that's... Yes.
For like years.
That's Quincy's Hall Pass.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Out of nowhere, me and Quincy are like watching a movie and he goes, who's your celebrity Hall Pass besides Ryan Reynolds? Because that's my number one. I said, I don't know. You're kind of putting me on the spot here. So we talked about it for a while, and I guess it would be Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy, too.
Oh, he's very handsome, yeah. Especially in Black Panther when that shirt's off. Ooh, all right, let's get to the material. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little excited. I've had two glasses of wine, so I'm like,
oh, look at you, just toasty and just letting it all out. Okay, I'm kind of lost because since I'm doing this, like, on my laptop, I don't have, like, anything up. Where are we at right at the moment with the trends?
We are at 6. I feel like we should do one more.
Okay. Let's see.
We have taco eating contest, drive-in theater, mystery animal, Bad Bunny, hugs, and DMX.
Okay, so we got 2 people, so we should probably just be done with people. Yeah. Let's see. Supreme Court was trending for something. That's a place. It's always people. It's just all people all the time.
X gonna give it to you. Okay, this says Sharon Osbourne to break her silence. So we could do break silence.
Yeah, we could do that. That is breaking one silence. That is one person I like could not care less about is Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. So we'll just put breaking silence. How about that?
I'm good with that.
Cool. All right. So next week on our trending story number 8, we will talk about taco eating contest, drive-in theater, mystery animal, Bad Bunny, hugs, DMX, and breaking silence.
Wonderful. We have an episode now. It's done. And it's been kind of, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to just be very honest with everybody. It's been kind of a nightmare getting to this point tonight just because of my whole computer issue and stuff. Like, I have a certain way of doing things and I had to like improvise. And I'm not happy with it.
But we're here.
But we got an episode recorded. I'm super happy.
Yeah.
And now I just got to do some editing and post it. And then we should be good to go. And yeah, we will hopefully, now that I've had COVID, we've had the winter storm. We had a wedding. I've got nothing else planned.
We've had a lot of things go on
since we started this show.
We've had 7 episodes, and we have had, like you just mentioned, COVID-19, a marriage, a winter storm,
yeah,
a computer crash.
Yeah. So,
cool.
For the next couple weeks, hopefully we will be back to a regular weekly schedule, and we'll keep it rolling. So, thank you, everybody, once again, for all the support and the kind messages while I was wasting away with symptoms. And we will, just keep everything moving. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, keep it moving.
And, we will, until next time.
Until next time. Have a good week, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi there. I'm Kyle Sutton.
I'm Trisha Campbell.
And we're the hosts of My Drunk Movie Theater. Join us every week as we go through the silly things that we wind up getting up to at our jobs working at a local multiplex. We also talk about all the current events that are happening in the movie world that affect us and affect you as the viewers. Trisha?
We also get off topic quite a bit and we'll ramble, so there's that too.
Yeah, well, you know, alcohol does that to you. So hit the subscribe button. You can follow, listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, almost anywhere that your podcasts are available.